Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, Thursday afternoon. Yes, you can almost feel the weekends coming on, you know?
Yes.
Just another day to go, and then we'll be talking about fun times this weekend. Going to be a lot of activities around the Pensacola area. We'll keep you posted on what's happening there. Let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, Pensacola leaders wrapped up a child care summit Wednesday addressing concerns here in Northwest Florida. Right now, the city's calling the child care access shortage a crisis. City's saying the main issues are the limited number of daycare teachers and then paying them enough to keep them in the industry. Next meeting will continue the discussions on local issues and is expected to happen in June or July.
And the city of Milton asking the state to provide it with a $2.26 million grant to upgrade and improve the quality of life for residents and visitors to its downtown area. Milton has placed itself into competition for a small city's community development block grant. If that were to be obtained, the money would be used to improve water lines and construct sidewalks throughout downtown.
Okay, a sad story coming out of Panama City Beach. Another dolphin has died at the Gulf World Marine Park on Wednesday. This is the second dolphin to die at the park since March the 5th. Since last October, State Senator Jay Trumbull called it really a disturbing and unacceptable pattern. The park also closed unexpectedly and will remain closed until June 3rd.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
We'll get just a couple more headlines for you from our neck of the woods before traffic and weather here. Starting with this, yesterday we learned about a couple that drowned in the Gulf while vacationing near Destin. But a report from Channel 3 now reveals that their 26-year-old son nearly suffered the same fate, but was rescued by a bystander with a boogie board. The couple that drowned were Georgia residents, both in their 50s, and were staying at a resort on Highway 98. Officials said that they were both pulled from the water and could not be revived.
Okay, so sad thing coming to a real nice guy. The executive director of the Pensacola Little Theater, Sid Williams, has resigned. On Wednesday, the PLT Board of Trustees say recent concerns regarding disputed expenses were a concerning factor to the decision. The specific nature or amount of the disputed expenses has not yet been disclosed. 615 News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at our traffic and weather together.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, still got some problems on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Typically, that congestion starts to die down at around this time. We'll keep an eye on it, though. Doesn't appear to be any accident or anything like that. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 79 degrees. It's going to be a low of 73 tonight with about a 40% chance of storms. Those chances are going to bleed into your Friday where the high is 88 and the low 68. But starting Saturday over the course of the next several days, it should be sunny, mostly clear, and all around beautiful weather.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
That's what we call Florida weather. Way to go. Nice forecast there. Really
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Florida sheriff pleading with the Trump administration for more resources to stem illegal immigration. Cornell Scott reports.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said there's a problem with ICE detainment in Florida.
When we have more illegal aliens that we bring to them than they can handle, they're turned back into the street.
Sheriff Judd said local jails can't hold illegal migrants long-term without additional local charges. He told Fox Digital more places to hold them up to their immigration hearing day can force them to make a choice.
They're a lot quicker to waive their due process and leave than sit in lockup for months at a time, or maybe years at a time, waiting to get to court.
Sheriff Judd said the changes can be made by executive order, and he'd be willing to help the president write it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And Rick Scott likes President Trump's latest move aimed at China. Trump announced this week he wants U.S. companies to stop selling semiconductor software to Chinese groups. Trump hopes this will make it harder for China to make advanced chips. Senator Scott gave his approval yesterday and wrote on X, "This will ensure U.S. chip suppliers are helping America thrive and not aiding communist China and undermining our national security."
Okay, the Gulfarium Care Center released 4 sea turtles today who have been rehabilitated at the center. The turtles, Riddick, Ember, Benson, and Macha, returned to the Gulf at the Topsail Hill Preserve State Park. Events like this take place throughout the summer as part of the center's effort to rehabilitate and return sea turtles to their natural habitat.
And Donald Trump Jr. not happy with the University of Florida's pick for president. Trump Jr. called President-elect Santa Ono a woke psycho yesterday. He also wrote on X that the Board of Governors should reject naming Ono U.S. president when members meet next week. The school's Board of Trustees already met this week and unanimously approved Ono's appointment.
Okay, severe storms rolled through Navarre Beach on Wednesday, damaging three homes. They caught fire from lightning strikes. Navarre Beach Fire Rescue confirming nobody was injured. Chief Danny Furey says the strikes forced about 30 people to find somewhere to call home. The chief also said lightning along the beach is normal. Three fires at one time is unheard of.
Man, and Florida's disaster preparedness sales tax holiday in jeopardy due to the ongoing budget stalemate. Florida Retail Federation President Scott Shally says this couldn't come at a worse time with hurricane season starting Sunday. He says the holiday saves consumers tens of millions of dollars in tax savings. Lawmakers are more than 3 weeks late in inking out a budget deal.
618 News Radio 92.3, a Florida plastic surgeon facing the death penalty. Well, he's having a bit of trouble getting legal representation. Teresa Crowley explains.
An Ellis plastic surgeon, Tomas Kozowski, has been jailed without bond since his arrest 2 years ago. He was representing himself in a medical billing dispute. After a heated deposition, he followed opposing lawyer Stephen Cozy into the restroom, and Cozy said he began fearing for his life. One day, he never left his Largo office, but a cart with a large object did. Court documents show Kozowski was arrested a few days later with a bloody ballistic vest, paralyzing agents, syringes, brass knuckles, a taser, and Cozy's DNA in his trunk and garage floor. Cozy's body never found. Now Kozowski tells the judge his defense team quit. He can't get a lawyer. The public defender declined, citing a conflict. The judge may be forced to pick one. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis plans to veto a bill that would repeal a 1990 law that caps damages in medical malpractice lawsuits. That's what he said at an event today at Gulf Coast Medical Center in Fort Myers. Supporters of the repeal say the law prevents people from getting justice for medical malpractice deaths. DeSantis has until Friday to make a decision.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. For the first time since 1971, gold and silver coins will be recognized as currency here in Florida. Governor DeSantis signed House Bill 999 that will give Floridians financial freedom from the dollar. Economists say the dollar has decreased about 90%. The governor says the bill will protect Floridians from the declining dollar by creating an inflation-proof asset.
All right, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting national stories gracing your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The city is dealing with the closure of 9th Avenue right at Carpenter's Creek. That's something that's likely to disrupt traffic in that area for several days due to a water main break. We also talked with PPD's Mike Wood about that racing incident that took place on Three Mile Bridge that wound up in a motorcycle not navigating the curve into town and getting serious injuries. And former Surgeon General of the U.S. Vivek Murthy talks about the devastating impact of loneliness in the United States. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. We call this violence in the skies. A man has been charged with attacking a flight attendant. Happened on an American Airlines flight. Chris DeMeo has the story.
The Justice Department says 24-year-old Julius Priester was acting erratically on the flight from Connecticut to Chicago. Prosecutors say he tried to force a flight attendant to the floor and tried to drag the attendant up the aisle. Court documents say that during the flight, Priester stood up, began to take his shirt off, and ran toward the back of the plane, yelling, "Help me!" Passengers restrained him, and Priester was arrested once the plane got to the gate. He was removed by state police and taken to a hospital for evaluation. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
624, nice afternoon, News Radio 92.3. We're watching the money, and Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher as investors digested NVIDIA's robust earnings report and as a U.S. appeals court grants the Trump administration a temporary stay of the U.S. trade court's ruling that said that the president exceeded his authority by implementing sweeping tariffs. Fed Chair Jerome Powell met with the president at the White House today to discuss economic developments. And according to the White House, the president said to Powell that he was making a mistake by not lowering interest rates. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Amgen, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Goldman Sachs, and IBM. The Dow rising 117 points, the Nasdaq higher by 75, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Looking at our weather and traffic together.
Absolutely. Let's see. Not seeing much going on the roads. The latest problem to be giving us issues was Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but even that area is having decreasing congestion, so that's good. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 79 degrees. Going to be a low of 73 tonight with about a 40% chance of showers. Those shower chances are going to bleed into your Friday where the high will be 88, but after that, Saturday, the next several days are sunny, mostly clear.
Okay, that's a nice local snapshot. Hurricane Center reporting this afternoon. No tropical cyclone activity is expected in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days as we approach the official start of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season on Sunday. Today, NHC reports the first tropical storm, Alvin, is located off the coast of southern Mexico. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Tropical storm Alvin is now formed in the Pacific Ocean, well off the western coast of Mexico and about 670 miles south of Baja California. Its top sustained winds are at 40 miles an hour. The current track shows northern movement, but a weakening over the coming days and losing its tropical structure before reaching the Gulf of California by Sunday. Pacific cyclone season began May 15th and is predicted to be less active this summer. The Atlantic season starts Sunday and is forecast to be highly active. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from enforcing a ban on international students at Harvard. Judge Allison Burroughs said she wants to maintain the status quo by allowing the Ivy League school to continue hosting international students on visas. It comes as the administration has launched a number of punitive measures against Harvard for what it says is an atmosphere of anti-Semitism. Before the hearing, the White House said it would give Harvard 30 days to hand over information before implementing the ban, but Burroughs still chose to put an injunction in place.
Yeah, a lot of senior vets may have a different take on this story. Senior defense officials shedding light on the possibility of a U.S. troop withdrawal in South Korea. Christian Goodman has more.
Two senior defense officials say the U.S. is not ruling out a reduction in forces deployed to South Korea. There are 28,500 American troops deployed to the region as part of the U.S.'s long-term commitment to help defend South Korea from any attack from North Korea. But the Trump administration is also working to determine what forces and ships it needs across the Indo-Pacific to best deter China from any potential attack on Taiwan and other acts of aggression against allies in the region. The details come as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in Singapore to attend an annual Asian Security Summit with counterparts. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Americans becoming more divided along party lines in their support for same-sex marriage. According to a Gallup poll, the divide between Republicans and Democrats on the topic is larger than it has been at any point since the pollster began tracking the issue nearly 30 years ago. The May 2025 poll shows a 47-point gap between the parties. That's 88% for Democrats and 41% saying marriages between same-sex couples should be recognized by law with the same rights as traditional marriage. Last year, Republicans and Democrats were separated by only 37 points and 34 points separated the two groups in 2020.
628 News Radio 92.3, the State Department shedding light on moves to revoke and enhance the security and scrutiny of visas for Chinese nationals. Okay, here's Christian Goodman.
State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce telling reporters,
there's an interest in making sure that those who are here from China on a visa understand that we are taking our national security seriously. And we are looking at their visas.
Noting everyone who is in the U.S. on a visa must recognize that vetting is not a one-time process. It's continuing.
If everything's fine, terrific. But that will be a vetting that certainly continues and is important, clearly, to the administration.
Noting students who could have their U.S. visas canceled include those with ties to the Chinese Communist Party and those studying critical fields. And the U.S. is enhancing scrutiny of visas for all Chinese nationals, including Hong Kong passport holders. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And a four-year-old girl receiving life-saving care at Children's Hospital Los Angeles may have to return to Mexico. The Trump administration recently ordered the girl to self-deport. She suffers from short bowel syndrome, which does not allow her body to absorb nutrients on its own. She was born in Mexico and brought to L.A. 2 years ago. The girl and her family were allowed to come to the U.S. through a temporary humanitarian permission process so that she could receive life-saving care not available in her native country.
Okay, interesting story here. Ford is recalling more than 1 million vehicles. This is due to rear view cameras that are not displaying images due to a software issue. In other words, getting a misreading on depth perception, things like that.
Right, right.
The recall involves 17 Ford model vehicles. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the software issue may cause the rear view camera to delay, freeze, or not display. Little bit of problem there, I see, and especially when you're backing up.
Yeah, kind of an oopsie poopsie.
You kind of have that. Okay, if you're thinking about maybe doing the buying or selling the house thing, mortgage rates slightly higher, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed rate mortgage standing around 6.98%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage 6.25%. Sports coming up in less than 5 on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Bergotti. An appeals court has, for now, halted a block on many of President Trump's tariffs. Another court ruled Wednesday that the president had exceeded his authority. Fox's Edward Lawrence reports.
That ruling was stayed until at least June 9th. That's when the briefs can be done for that appeal. Now, this original ruling targeted the heart of President Trump's tariff policy.
A former personal assistant of Sean Diddy Combs testifies at a sex trafficking trial in New York City.
Only the jury saw her passport and given name, but she was called Mia on the stand. She testified about working for Combs, calling the highs really high and the lows really low. Mia talked about Combs' input on Cassie Ventura's career. She added she also saw Combs attack Ventura and, in her words, crack her head open.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola leaders wrapped up a child care summit Wednesday, addressing concerns in Northwest Florida. Right now, the city is calling the child care access shortage a crisis. The city says the main issues are the limited number of daycare teachers and paying them enough to keep them in the industry. The next meeting will continue the discussions on local issues and is expected to happen in either June or July.
Well, the city of Milton is asking the state to provide it with $2.26 million. This is grant money to upgrade and improve the quality of life for residents and visitors to its downtown area. Milton placed itself into competition for a small city's community development block grant. If obtained, the money is going to be used to improve water lines and construct sidewalks throughout the downtown area.
And your third and final top story this evening. Another dolphin has died at the Gulf World Marine Park in Panama City Beach on Wednesday. This is the second dolphin to die at the park since March and the fifth since last October. The state senator Jay Trumbull called it part of a disturbing and unacceptable pattern. The park also closed unexpectedly and will remain closed until June 3rd.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, champions of the NBA's Western Conference. Good morning, I'm Jared Max.
Now, they'll wait to see who wins Indiana-New York, which will be tomorrow. Well, the final score, 124-94.
On ESPN, Oklahoma City stamped its mark on Game 5 in the first quarter when the Thunder built a 17-point lead and held Minnesota to its fewest points in any quarter this season and fewest ever in a playoff game, 9. Minnesota committed more turnovers in the first half than it converted field goal attempts. The Thunder led 65-32 at halftime. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who won his first NBA Most Valuable Player award last week, named the winner of the Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP. Gilgeous-Alexander averaged over 31 points a game in this series, 34 last night.
Of course, I want to thank my teammates. Without them, I'm nothing. Clear as day. I don't have 124 points by myself. I love these guys to death. Now, with all that being said, this is a step in the right direction, but we have a lot more work to do, and we know that, and that's what we're focused on. So let's buckle up and get ready.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on ESPN. Game one of the NBA Finals next Thursday in Oklahoma City. The Thunder will face either the Pacers or the Knicks. Indiana leads 3-1 and can advance tonight. Get this, according to the Elias Sports Bureau, Oklahoma City has the second youngest roster ever to make it to the NBA Finals. Average age, 25.6 years old.
Barkov cuts away from Orlov, slides it across, score! Carter Verhaeghe! And the Panthers go back on top!
On TNT, the reigning Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers came back from 2-0 down to beat the Hurricanes 5-3 last night and advanced to the Cup Final for the third straight year. Florida awaits the winner of Edmonton and Dallas. The Oilers can return to the Cup Final with a win tonight in Dallas. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, we were just hearing about how the Thunder won the Western Conference. Well, we could find out who they're facing in the finals tonight. The Indiana Pacers will look to make their second ever NBA Finals this evening. The New York Knicks hosting the Pacers for Game 5 of the ECF. The Pacers hold a 3-1 series lead. They last made the finals in 2000 with Reggie Miller. Of course, they eventually lost to that Lakers team with Kobe and Shaq that three-peated.
6:38, News Radio 92.3. Major League Baseball is partnering with a new sports league. You might find this a little bit different. Jared Max has the details.
29 years since the WNBA played its first season, financially backed by the NBA, Major League Baseball is committing a major investment in women's softball. According to ESPN, MLB is grabbing a stake of more than 20% of the four-team Athletes Unlimited Softball League, the AUSL. The league is scheduled to open this summer, four teams playing in 12 cities. MLB Chief Baseball Development Officer Tony Regan said, "We think the time is right to get into the space with a credible partner. We want this to be not good, but great." Regan said, "We want to create more opportunities for young women. Now they have something to strive for that's going to be around." The commissioner of the AUSL is Kim Ang, who in 2020 became the first female general manager of a major league team with the Miami Marlins. Jared Max, Fox News.
And one of the most innovative offensive minds in college football history is officially eligible for the Sports Hall of Fame. The National Football Foundation announcing former coach Mike Leach is qualified to be enshrined in the Hall. The decision follows a change that was made to allow coaches with career winning percentages of .595 to be included. Now, why this is significant is that was Mike Leach's winning percentage, I believe. Normally, the bar that you had to hit was .6. Leach passed away unexpectedly in 2020. From a heart attack at just 61 years old. A
lot of sad faces around Waco, Texas this afternoon. Baylor University mourning the death of a football player. Very, very bad circumstances how this accident happened.
An 18-year-old college football player, Alex Foster from Baylor University, was killed early Wednesday morning, shot multiple times inside a car in his hometown of Greenville, Mississippi, where the mayor, Eric D. Simmons, addressed senseless killings and multiple shootings of late, saying a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew there is to protect the lives and well-beings of every Greenville resident in light of this growing crisis. He said, "We cannot stand by and let violence rip through our neighborhoods." Alex Foster, a redshirt freshman last year at Baylor, was remembered by the Bears football program, which on social media wrote, "We are heartbroken by the unexpected loss. Our deepest condolences are with Alex's family and all who loved him as we lift them up in prayer now and in the days to come." Alex Foster played in high school in Madison, Mississippi, for St. Joseph Catholic School. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Elba, the Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Joe Flacco is right. It isn't his job to babysit, and it isn't his job to hold a young quarterback's hand to mentor them. Joe just needs to show up to work and go through his process and be the consummate professional and good teammate he's always been. Ultimately, it's up to Kenny Pickett, Shador Sanders, and Dylan Gabriel to listen and learn by watching Joe go through his process. And sure, Joe can answer some questions along the way, but it's not because he has to, but it's just because that's what a professional does. I'm Zach Gelb.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Empower! Jen has ordered a decadent seafood tower, king crab legs, lobster tails, and a waterfall of caviar. Pricey? You bet. But Jen worked with Empower on her savings and investment strategy and planned for splurges like these. She got good at money, so she can be a little bad. Ooh, champagne. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Past performance is not indicative of future returns. Investing involves risk. You may lose money. Advisory services are provided for a fee by Empower Advisory Group, LLC, EAG, a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission. OMG, those shrimps are really jumbo.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the mental health of mothers is on the decline. They're finding this out in this report. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. A study looks into the mental and physical health of American mothers, and the results are causing some concern. It found the mental health of moms with children 17 and under significantly dropped from 2016 to 2023. They found mothers who reported having excellent mental health declined nearly 13%, while those who chose fair or poor rose 3% in that period. Researchers suggest limited access to care, social isolation, and rising substance use disorders may be contributing to the decline. The study was published in the JAMA Internal Medicine Tuesday. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the CDC says that a new COVID-19 strain responsible for a large surge in China has now arrived in the United States. Yay. It's an Omicron variant known as NB181 and has been detected through airport screening programs for international travelers. The first cases here showed up in late March and early April, producing symptoms similar to earlier COVID strains. The CDC says a handful of cases have been confirmed in New York, California, Rhode Island, Virginia, Ohio, Washington, and Hawaii.
31 people joining together to sue the makers of Ozempic, claiming the weight loss drug has impacted their eyesight. Here's Jody Goldberg.
Michael is calm and composed now, but he was anything but back in April.
One day, all of a sudden, I just had trouble vision out of the right eyes.
The 48-year-old from Suffolk County says it started after he switched to Ozempic to manage his type 2 diabetes. He says he lost 10 pounds, but also the ability to see.
If you close the left eye, faces get blurred. I can't read my cell phone.
Michael, who claims he had 20/20 vision before taking Ozempic, says he was diagnosed with NAION, essentially a stroke of the eye. Recent studies, including one in the JAMA Network and another out of Denmark, have suggested a relationship between the rare condition and taking semaglutide, the active ingredient in some popular weight loss drugs.
And a California man is the recipient of the world's first ever bladder transplant. Doctors from Keck Medicine of USC and UCLA Health teamed up for the groundbreaking clinical trial surgery. 41-year-old Oscar Larenzar of West Covina is both a kidney and bladder cancer survivor. Doctors say he is doing well 3 weeks after surgery, and there are four more patients approved for the surgery in this two-year clinical trial.
You know, it might be a time to go to your pantry because canned beef stew is being recalled. Here's Sue Guzman.
Hormel is recalling more than 256,000 pounds of its Dinty Moore beef stew produced at a facility in Georgia. U.S. Department of Agriculture says the 20-ounce cans may be contaminated with wood. The canned beef stew was produced February 4th. The cans are marked with a Best Buy February 2028 label, and the lot code is TO2045. There are no reports of any injuries. The USDA says the recalled product could be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather, local traffic together. What's going on?
Well, let's see. We do have, we did have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has seemingly cleared out, so there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. As for the weather on a local scale, 79 degrees, low of 73, 40% chance of showers tonight. Those chances will linger and increase for Friday, but on Saturday onward, it should be sunny, mostly clear.
All right, that's your local snapshot. Let's go national. Parts of the south experiencing high temps, while areas in the east can expect to see clouds and a lot of rain. Adam Klotz in with the forecast.
A large swath of the country is dealing with summer extremes today. Dangerous heat continues to grip the southwest with temperatures well above 100 degrees from Phoenix to Las Vegas. Heat advisories remain in effect. In contrast, cooler air is pushing through the northern plains and Great Lakes, bringing some relief to recent warmth. Expect highs in the 60s and 70s with scattered showers from Minnesota to Michigan. The East Coast stays mild and unsettled, with cloud cover and passing showers stretching from the Mid-Atlantic through New England. And finally, out west, fire danger remains elevated in parts of California and Oregon due to dry conditions and gusty winds. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Trump tariffs have been reinstated by an appeals court for now. Earlier in the day, the Trump administration said it may ask the U.S. Supreme Court as soon as tomorrow to pause a federal court ruling blocking many of those reciprocal tariffs. Salesforce shares are off slightly in after-hours trading despite topping Wall Street's fiscal first-quarter estimates. Salesforce's results come after the company announced its intent to buy Informatica for $8 billion. The U.S. now has more than 6 million liquid millionaires, according to a Henley & Partners and New World Health report. That marks a 78% increase over the past decade. On Wall Street, the three major averages finished the session with modest gains. The Dow up 117 points, the S&P 500 adding 23, and the NASDAQ up nearly 75. Crude oil futures for July sit under 61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the Transportation Department holding the Great American Road Trip Expo today. Grady Trimble has more from Washington.
The Department of Transportation is encouraging Americans to take their own Great American Road Trip in the build-up to America 250, celebrating 250 years of American independence. And to do that, we are essentially at the doorsteps of the DOT HQ right in the middle of D.C., and they have essentially a makeshift auto show here with all sorts of vehicles lined up, 40-plus vehicles here, plus RVs, to encourage Americans to get out on the road. And as part of today's announcement, the DOT is going to put out a list of 250 landmarks, monuments, national parks.
And more Americans than expected found themselves seeking first-time unemployment benefits from the government last week. The Labor Department says it received 240,000 initial filings in the week ending May 24th. That's a jump of about 14,000 from the week prior and more than the 230,000 most analysts had predicted.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3, 648. Economic uncertainty producing a double whammy for the housing market. Sluggish home sales and slow-moving construction. Last month was the slowest April for existing home sales in 16 years. The problem is the cost of housing. Home prices are out of reach for many who would like to buy a home. The result is a country where builders want to build and buyers want to buy, but the future is too much in doubt.
And the FAA renewing a program that allows Boeing to perform tasks on behalf of the agency for 3 years. According to a statement from the agency, it closely monitored specific criteria and saw improvements in most areas. And the FAA plans to continue to closely monitor Boeing's performance throughout its renewal period. The move follows months of scrutiny due to concerns about the aviation manufacturer's safety standards.
Okay, the Secretary of Transportation says they're using AI to look for airports with congestion and close calls. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
This year at Ronald Reagan International Airport in D.C. or DCA, there was a deadly collision between a Black Hawk helicopter and a passenger jet in which 67 people were killed. But there had been dozens of close calls at that airport for years. Now Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tells Fox 5 D.C. they're using AI.
We said, hey, we should look around the country. Are there any other DCAs out there where you have this cross-traffic with helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft?
Well, Duffy says there's no more cross-traffic of helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft along a particular route near DCA. Military helicopters do still fly in the area, and earlier this month, two commercial jets were instructed to go around once before landing due to a military helicopter flying in the area. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And United Airlines and JetBlue teaming up to give members of their loyalty programs more chances to earn perks. The airlines announced a new partnership called Blue Sky on Thursday. The carrier said it will give customers new opportunities to earn and use Mileage Plus miles and TrueBlue points across both airlines. As a part of the collaboration, customers will be able to book United and JetBlue flights on each airline's booking platforms. The deal will also see United Airlines return to New York's JFK International Airport as early as 2027, when it will be able to use JetBlue slots for up to 7 daily round-trip flights.
The Reagan National Economic Forum kicking off today in California. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
The first ever Reagan National Economic Forum is expected to bring together leaders from the private sector, government, and academia. The schedule includes live podcast tapings and panel discussions on topics like AI, energy, trade and tariffs, and housing. Speakers include Energy Secretary Chris Wright, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, Andreessen Horowitz co-founder Mark Andreessen, former House Speaker Paul Ryan, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, and Fox Business Channel anchor Maria Bartiromo. The event event is being held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. To attend virtually, register at reaganfoundation.org under events. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
652, News Radio 92.3, Trump administration appealing a decision by a federal court that could impact the administration's tariff policy. Edward Lawrence, reporting from the White House.
This could upend the president's entire tariff policy. It pauses the use of a stick from tariffs when dealing with other countries. Now, here's what's in and what's out, what's suspended and what's not. In the Section 202 tariffs, they are not affected by this ruling. That's the tariffs on steel and aluminum as well as autos. It does not affect Section 301 tariffs that went under review by the U.S. Trade Representative's office, like 100% tariffs on imported EV cars from China and tariffs on rubber gloves. It does pause the 10% baseline tariff as well as all the reciprocal tariffs announced on April 2nd. The original case brought by a small business challenged only those reciprocal tariffs. White House officials say the ruling was so broad that it suspends the tariffs brought over the fentanyl emergency.
All righty, 652. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with a final stretch of some pop culture notes to ease you into this Thursday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Ain't Too Proud is a celebration that brings the audience to its feet. The Grammy-winning songs. The Tony-winning moves. Ain't Too Proud. The life and times of the Temptations. June 4th and 5th, Pensacola Sanger Theater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Getting out of the military, I was missing this camaraderie.
It's frustrating when you try and talk to people that don't understand.
I would be talking, but I wasn't there with him. You just feel so alone.
I still had the anger, I still had the addictions, but we didn't talk about that.
Came to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody about this.
Family more or less encouraged me, you know, go to the VA, you're a veteran, see what they can do to help you.
When you have family, friends, when you have the facilities like the VA and the Vet Center, it gives me, it gives others encouragement to keep moving forward.
It's okay to go get help. It's okay to talk to people, because it takes true strength to ask for help.
Talking with other veterans was the best method for learning the roadmap to success.
Hear veterans' real stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Deep in the water somewhere, got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair.
Pensacola right now.
Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
6:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price got his boots on here. looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Do have some backups developing on Mobile Highway. This is going to be if you are traveling northbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow going to be rainy, high of 88, low of 68. But the next several days after that, should be sunny, mostly clear.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, Victoria's Secret's website went dark on Wednesday after a security incident prompted the company just to completely shut down the U.S. online operations. Jill Nato has a pretty good story here for you.
If you wanted to go to the Victoria's Secret website, you got a message saying, "Valued customer, we identified and are taking steps to address a security incident." The message then directed people to head to the brick-and-mortar Victoria's Secret and Pink stores. The company told Fox third-party experts are engaged, and we took down our website and some in-store services as a precaution. The company's digital sales are a big deal. They brought in $2 billion, or about one-third of its total revenue, in 2024. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And a former personal assistant to Sean Diddy Combs says she was a witness to multiple attacks by him on his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura. The woman, only being referred to as Mia, is on the stand in the trial in New York City today and said she had to stop an assault once, but Combs threw her against a wall. It came after a former stylist for Combs and his ex-girlfriend detailed violence against Cassie by Diddy when working for the pair. Combs faces life in prison for sex trafficking and other charges.
Okay, Sex and the City reboot back on for another season. I wonder what this is going to play out to be. I like this series. Here's Michelle Pollino.
In the new season of And Just Like That on HBO Max, Carrie Bradshaw will move on from her heavy memoir and try her hand at writing fiction. According to the season trailer, Aiden, played by John Corbett, who wanted to spend more time with his teenage sons, is still in the picture. But the trailer teases a possible new love interest for Carrie in New York.
Vibrant.
You and your neighbor kind of caught a little vibe there.
It's complicated with Aiden, but I'm trying to figure it out.
The reboot follows Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte navigating the complicated reality of life, love, sex, and friendship in their 50s in New York City. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And the original cast of Broadway's Hamilton aren't throwing away their shot at a reunion. Stars Lin-Manuel Miranda, Philippa Sue, Leslie Odom Jr., and David Diggs will be among those taking part in an anniversary performance at the Tony Awards next month. This year marks 10 years since the popular musical opened on Broadway. It won 11 Tonys in 2016, including Best Musical. The 78th Tonys will be held June 8th.
Okay, President Trump adding a rapper to his long list of pardons this week. Here's the story.
NBA Youngboy has been pardoned by President Trump after serving time on federal gun charges. The 25-year-old rapper born Kentrell Galden was sentenced to just under 2 years in prison in 2024 after admitting to possessing firearms as a convicted felon. He was later released to home confinement and had just finished that term. With the pardon, Galden no longer required to follow probation rules, including drug testing. In a statement he posted online, he thanked President Trump for the opportunity to continue growing as a man, a father, and an artist. His attorney said the rapper, whose stage moniker stands for Never Broke Again, can now focus on his family and career, including a U.S. tour in September. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, so you're cruising around Pensacola tonight thinking, what can I do? Well, go over to St. Christopher's over on 12th Avenue. They're having their Thursday night concert series. It's cranking right now. The Blenders playing on the stage tonight, so you might want to check that out. Also, tomorrow night, the 2025 concert series Bands of the Blackwater continues. The Free Range Iguanas will be on stage. Curtain rises on the about 7 o'clock. Bring your lawn chair, blankets, and a cooler. No glass containers. Leave the glass at home. Dogs are allowed while on a leash. And I like those neighborhood concert series throughout the summer. Okay, that's going to wrap it for Austin Price. I'm Chris Bryan. This is News Radio 92.3. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.